Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Mem. We left off in the middle of Sif Dalet. We left off in the Mishabura on the very bottom of page 378. We're on the last line. The Mishabura had said that Derech Agav, once we're discussing the Malachos of Ksiva and Mechika, so we're going to discuss different things from the Gemara and the Poskim, since the Mechaper was Mekatzer. So last night we read Aleph. We're going to begin from Beis, which is the very end of the page. Says the Mishabura, HaKosev al Besaru Bidyo, one who writes on his flesh with ink, Chayuv. He's going to be chayav a karbon. It's an iser daraisa b'pnei shu'or, because the flesh of a person is considered like riding on a hide. Afal pi shechamimus besaru ma'averas aksav la'achazman. Even though the heat of his body is going to remove the ksiva at some point, still hareiz edom elaksav shenimchok. This is similar to writing something that is erased later. The fact that it gets erased by the body heat, that's like it's getting erased by an eraser afterwards. But l'maisa, when you write it, it is a permanent writing. Aval hamisaret al besaru tzuras ksav pater. But if one only scratches into his flesh the form of writing, then he's going to be pater. She'ein derech ksiva b'kach. That's not a regular way to write. Then the Mishabura says, Hakore al ha'or ketavnis ksav, one who cuts into a hide the form of writing, chayev mishum kosev, he is chayev daraisa because of kosev, v'haroshem al ha'or ketavnis ksav pater. But if he only makes a marking into the hide, like the form of writing, like he presses something into it to have a ksiva there, then he's going to be pater. U'betosefta shalonu isa lehepech, in a tosefta it's brought down the opposite way, debekorea pater, that if he makes cuts into the hide, he's pater, u'beroshem, but when he makes the marking there, he's going to be chayev. U'kfarnis chab the Rishonim already are grappling with this, and I am b'divrei harashba b'chidushav u'b'divrei harav hamagid kan u'b'perek dala de gerushin. Gimbal. The Mishabura says, Akosef ksav al gabi ksav, one who writes a writing on top of another existing writing, dehainu shehevir kulmus al osios aksuvim kvar v'chitshim. What he did was, he took a quill, and he wrote letters over existing letters to make them fresher. He's going to be putter. Deholo ahani midi. It didn't help anything. Since the letters were already there, writing a ksav al gabi ksav will not be chayev, rather it will be putter aval osir. Vahani mili Shahaya Dio Agabe Dio. This is talking about where he's writing with black ink on top of existing black ink, O Sikra Agabe Sikra, or he's writing with red ink on top of existing red ink. Aval im heavier Dio Agabe Sikra, but if he takes a red writing and he goes over it with a black ink, chayev shtayim, then in fact he's going to be chayev two. Achas mishum kosev, one for the writing in the black ink, she'achshav huksav hogun yosem b'rishona, because now it's a better writing than it was before, v'achas mishum mochek, and one because of erasing, she'mochek b'ksivaso eshtei osios hatachtonos, by writing over with black, he's in essence erasing that which is underneath in red, so by going over red ink with black ink, he's over two Surim Daraisa, one is the ksiva of the black ink, and one is the mechika of the red ink. Vim heavier sikra agabe dio, but if he does the opposite, he goes over a black writing with red ink, then he's potter, the mekalkel who, there is the mekalkel, he's ruining the writing, and he's going to be potter aval aser. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Oz Dalet. Eina kosev chayev chatos ad shiyotov shtei osios. As we know already, one is not over the iser d'oraisa of ksiva unless he writes two letters. Avleim kosav os achas. If he only wrote one letter, afilu haisa gedola kishtayim. Even if the letter he wrote was as large as two letters, pater mechatos, he's going to be pater from a karmel chatos. Umikol mokom iser d'oraisa ika afilu bos achas. But still, there will be an iser d'oraisa even by writing one letter. There will just be no chi of karban, and that's because, like we learned earlier in the beginning of the simon, chatzi shir asur min haTorah. V'kanal b'reisha simon v'os achas shamanu de potter, and this one letter that we're saying he's going to be potter on, hu afilu haisa smucha l'ksav shayakosav mikodem. This is even if the one letter he writes is adjacent to a writing that was already there from before Shabbos. Kevan de b'Shabbos lo kosav ela os achas. Since l'maisa on Shabbos he only wrote one letter, he is going to be potter. Avol im b'zeh os hishlim as Sefer Chayev, but if in this one letter that he wrote, he's being mashlim the entire Sefer, then he will be Chayev Achatos, the Ahani Ma'is of Tuva, because then his Ma'isa helps a lot. If we look at note number 54, he brings down a very important machlokas Rishonim on this. Ke'ein Lashon Zeh Kasav HaRambam. Similar to the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over here is brought down in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Kasav HaMinchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch is medayik in the Rambam. Shemir Lashonu Mashmo She'ein Chiluk Im Hishlim Sefer Kodesh O Sefer Chol. From the fact that the Rambam doesn't differentiate between if it's one of the Sifrei Tanakh or it's Tam HaSefer, it sounds from the Rambam like the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, you're being Mashlim HaSefer, it's Mashlim, whether it's one of the Sifrei Kodesh or it is a Sefer Chol. Either way, if you finish up the last letter and it's only one letter, you will be Chayav Echatos. Meidoch, on the other hand, Rashi Kasav, Rashi writes in Shabbos, Shemeduber b'misha hishlim echad mechof dalet Sifrei Kodesh. This idea of writing one Sefer to be Mashlim, writing one letter to be Mashlim a Sefer that's going to be Chayav Echatos, that's Dafka, if you're being Mashlim, one of the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Umashma Shadafka and Hishlam Echar Misvar Melu. It's Mashma Dafka, one of these Svarim, that you will be Chayiv if you write one letter. Alchain, however, Kosva Milchas Chinuch, the Milchas Chinuch writes, Sha'afodas Rashi Ein Chayovim Ala Shloma Sefer Dafka Kisha Kosva Al Klaf. This Isser of being Mashlam, one of the Chavdal Svarim, is not specifically when they are written on a Klaf, Ela Filu Al Hashlomas Sefer Akosav Al Nir. Even if you're being Mashlam, one of the Sifrei Tanakh that's written on paper, it's still going to be Chayiv. Even though it doesn't have the proper kedusha of a sefer, because these chav dalet svarim gam kishenim ksuvim al klaf, even if they're not written on a parchment, mikomakom ksuvim heim b'meduyuk. The point is that they're written very exacting. It's not so much that it's on a klaf or not on a klaf, but there are very exacting words. So then we can truly say that by writing the last letter, you're being mashlim the entire sefer. You can't add or take away a letter. Therefore, the completion is considered a chashuva completion. If you're finishing up a random book, so there's no reason why this letter should be mashlim the book. You could add more words, you could take away words, and therefore, according to Rashi, that would not be chay v'chatos. Ha'achrona shel mezuzah. If a person finishes up writing the last letter of a mezuzah, Rabbeinu Chanan writes in Shabbos, she'afi nechsheves kashlam ha'sefer, that also would be ha'shlam ha'sefer, because again, there as well, there are exacting words and letters. Here's an interesting shaylov, in hishlim chumish echad b'sefer Torah. Let's say you did not finish the entire Sefer Torah with this letter, but you finished one of the five Svarim of the Chumash. Kigon, for example, Shehishlim es Sefer Bereishis v'kadoma, you finish up the last letter in Sefer Bereishis. Histapik agona shomazaman arbach, shomazaman is mesupuk, im nechshav kimi shehishlim sefer, if that's considered being mashlim a sefer. Shekem bizmanenu ein regilim lilmud b'sefer Torah, nowadays we're not knowing to be learning from a Sefer Torah. Ve'enu mishamish elu l'shem kriyas atorah v'beisak nesas, we only use a Sefer Torah to learn from in shul. And as we know, a Sefer Torah is only kosher to learn from it if it has all five svarim. And therefore, such a shlom azamin, it's very likely it's not considered a hashlom sefer until you finish the last letter in the entire Sefer Torah, not just the last letter in one of the five svarim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the middle of the Dalad. Hakosev os achas. If one writes one letter, v'niket aleha l'simen, and he punctuates it for a sign, afal pisha korim mimenu aideza teva shlema. Even though through this one letter, people understand from it and they read it as a word, you're potter, because the Maisa only wrote one letter. What's an example of this? Kate said, how so? Kegon shekosav os mem. For example, you wrote the letter mem, val kol koren osa meiser, and everyone reads the letter mem as the word meiser, oshek sova b'mekom minyan, or you wrote it in the place of a number, you wrote it as a gematria, sherehi kemosha kosav arboim, so writing a mem is as if you wrote the word 40, afilu hachi potter, still zak the mishavur ye potter, because you only wrote one letter. Hamagia us achas, one who corrects one letter, va'asa us rashtayim, and he makes the one letter into two letters, kigon shechile gag haches v'nasa shnei zeinin. For example, he split the roof of a ches, and that makes it into two zayins, v'utzarech lazeh, and he needs in this place the two zayins, chayiv, that will be a chiyav daraisa. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, and so too any similar case. Some say not only will you be chayiv, but you'll also be chayiv, not only will you be chayiv for ksiv, you'll also be chayiv for mechiv. Shechika, because in essence you are getting rid of the Ches, you're erasing the Ches in a makom to write two osios, because it's keilu you're writing two Zions in the place of a Ches. So some say that Avnezer says you be chayv two, one for Ksiva and one for Mechika. Hiskavin lichtov Ches, let's say a person intended to write a Ches, because of Shnei Zainin, and he messed up the Ches and he wrote two Zions, Oshe Hiskavin lichtov Mem, or he really meant to write a Mem, Va'ola biyodo Chaf Vav, and he accidentally only wrote the two letters Chaf Vav, which is similar to the Mem, Al Yidei Shedilei Kumus, through the jumping of the quill, filonimshach ha'oz karoi, and it didn't get drawn out properly, the letter, so it doesn't look like a mem, it only ended up being a chaf and a vav. So l'maisa, he wrote two letters, but he didn't mean to write these two letters. V'chol kayotze bazer, in a similar case, harei's a pater. In that case, he's going to be pater from the chatos. Sharei lo niskavin elolos echas, because he only intended to write one letter, even though he ended up with two letters, the two zayans, or the chaf and a vav, he will be pater, because that was not his kavana. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Os Hey, Shtei Osio Shamanu Lechiyuv, that which we said that two letters you need to be Chayv Achatos, Hu Afilu Im Lo Nasa Teva Al Yidei Zeh, it's even if the two letters do not spell a word. Kigon, for example, Aleph Gimel V'Kayotze Bazeh, if you have the two letters Aleph and Gimel, which do not spell any word or any similar letters, it's going to be Chayv Achatos, V'Afilu Im Hoyu Shteim Shavos Mishem Echad, even if the two letters are the identical letters, kigon, tas, gag, choch, dad, vikadome, where you have two of the same letter, gam kein chayev, you're also going to be chayev in that case. Even if your intention was really to write further, kigon titnu ogagos, so you wanted to write those two identical letters as part of a word, still you are going to be chayiv. The cost of rak shtei osios elu mehen, and even though you only wrote the first two letters of the word, which are identical, afal pik and chayiv, still you are chayiv. V'day, you should know, based on what we learned earlier in Simen Lamed Vav, the Ein HaZiyunin Shal Osio Shatnez Gates Ma'akev, that even though we normally have these little crowns on top of the letters Shatnez Gates, but we learned earlier that those Ziyunin are not Ma'akev. If you don't have them, it's going to be okay. So Alma de Mikri Ksav Beloze. So we see, even without the Ziyunim, it's also considered a Ksav. So Im Kain, if so, Im Kosev Shtei Osios, Afilu B'Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos, if you write two letters, even in a Sefer Torah, or Tefillin, or Mezuzos, Beli Ziyunim, without the Ziyunim, Gam Kain Chayiv, you're still going to be Chayiv. The Kosher Kain B'Ksav Ba'alma de Mikri Ksav B'Chayiv, certainly any other regular Ksav that you wrote without the Ziyunim, is going to be called a Ksav, and you will be Chayiv. And that's our minhag. When we write a get, we write it without these crowns. Kimavura be'evan ha'ezer simen kuf chavav. Alma, we see from here to have a ksav gomra filu b'lu ziyunim. The fact that we write a get that way is a clear proof that it's considered a 100% ksav even without the ziyunim. Gam de meleches ksiva humi daraisa b'chol ksav b'choloshim. Also says the Chavetz Chaim that the melech of writing is an isim daraisa in any form of letters and any language that you write. We learned earlier in the Be'er Halacha that this is how all the poskim say. The cost of Rambam, the Rambam writes that afilu mishnei simonios chayev, even if you only write two simonim yir chayev, what does that mean? V'hainu, that means to say, kigon sha'asa simonim hamorim ala misper, you wrote signs that represent a number, so basically you wrote numbers, two numbers is going to be the same thing with the Rambam, and you will be chayev. Os vav, shtei osio shamanu lechiv. These two letters, again, that we're discussing, that you're chayev achatos, hu afilu im ksavon b'shnei dapei pinkas. It's even if you wrote the two letters on two pages of a ledger, v'hinegin zeim ze, as long as they can be read together. Dahainu, that means to say, sheksavon b'sifseihim, that you wrote them on the edges, sheyucha l'krosan ka'achas, in such a way that you can put them next to each other and they can be read together. V'afilu im ksavon b'shnei kosle zavis. Even if you wrote two letters on two walls in the corner of a house, mibifnim, on the inside, where the two letters are on adjacent walls, but they can be read together, you are chayiv. Hoel shahoyu zo keneged zo, since they're one next to the other, v'yachol akrosan keechas, and you can read them together as one. V'afilu lokach gvil v'kayotze baza. Even if you take some kind of parchment, v'kosav al svaso os achas medina zo, and you wrote one letter on the edge in this medina, v'holach ba'uso hayom, and you went that same very day, v'kosav oshnir b'medina acheres v'megila acheres al svaso, and you went ahead and you wrote in another medina, on another Megillah, one letter on its edge, you're going to be chayav for these two letters, shebizman shemekarva negin zeim zeh, because at a time when you would bring them, the two klathim together, they'd be able to be read as one. V'ein v'chusser maisa l'krivasan, and there's nothing else that is missing, there's no maisa missing to bring them together. Meaning, besides just holding the two papers together, the two klathim together, there's no other maisa that needs to be done, they could theoretically be read together, and therefore you're chayav. Avol, however, im kosav os achas ba'oretz v'os Sachas Bakora, if one wrote one letter on the ground and one letter on the ceiling, Osha Kosav al Shnei Kosle Habayas, or he wrote two letters on two walls of a house, Vahayu Ruchokin Zemizeh, and the two walls of the house were far away from each other, O al Shnei Dape Pinkas, or he wrote on two pages of a ledger, Ba'ofen She'ein Negin Zemzeh, in such a way that the two letters cannot be read together, Pater, then he will be Pater Aval Aser. We will stop here. We are up to Zion on page 380. Mitzvah Shem will pick up from there tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.